We need some well-being specialising.
After 2 weeks off, I'm sure you do.
Yes, please. What have you got for us today?
We're going to talk about habits, which is probably good timing, I guess, since you've had 2 weeks off there.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Probably developed a few bad ones, I don't know.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Okay. Yep, sprung.
You are sprung.
Yeah. This is just human nature. We all do this. We all always get into bad habits, but obviously we can make good habits. I'm guessing
that's
where we're heading.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, tell us about this then.
Well, I mean, obviously the majority of the things that people are doing each day are things that we're not even thinking about. They're all on autopilot. Things like brushing your teeth each day. You don't consciously think, okay, this morning I have to wake up, brush my teeth before I walk out the door. It's just something that you do. And these are all sort of unconscious things that you do, and I'm just going to call them habits just so it's easy to say what it is.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but creating habits for the majority of the things that we're doing every day is a good thing because you don't want to think about how you're going to move, how you're going to walk every day. You don't really need to think about that whole process of tying your shoelaces or, you know, driving to work, things like that. So the fact that they're on autopilot is great because it just lets your head clear of those things and you can focus on other things. But on the flip side, like I was saying before, it's just as easy to create the bad habits, which is like smoking or drinking when you're with friends. And this is one that really gets me, is people putting salt all over their food before they even try it.
Yeah, or
sauce.
That
is a naughty habit. Yeah. A way to sort of find out, okay, what are your bad habits and why are they bad, is just to look at what your current situation is in your life. So you might look at your lifestyle, you can look at your weight, which is obviously what you're doing, throw a stone, and your health, and then say, okay, well, am I happy with this? Well, okay, great, then my habits must be okay. If you're not happy with it, then your habits are not in alignment with what your goals are, and that's when you need to make the change. And I don't know why, but for some people that word change is really scary, but it's a really good thing. And generally you find that when you do make a change and you close one door, there's just so many other doors that open up with opportunity, and that just goes throughout all parts of your lifestyle. But with the change, with the habits, most people, because they find change scary, they don't make a change until there's pain. And, for example, they won't, you know, better their diet until they have a near-to-death experience, like heart attack, or they're diagnosed with cancer, and they're like, okay, now there's pain, now I have to change, rather than going, okay, what can I do now to prevent me from getting there? Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, like I said before, you need to figure out what your goals are, which you should have already done, and then work out what your habits are. So go through what you do each day. Okay, what's bad, what's good. Be honest with yourself because, you know, no one's going to judge you on this. It's just whether or not you're going to achieve what you're after. And figure out which ones are holding you back and then just create new ones. And the way you create new ones, obviously, is through repetition, but also just change your affirmations. So rather than seeing yourself as overweight, just see yourself as, okay, I'm a fit, healthy person, and I enjoy eating fresh fruits and vegetable. And just keep saying that to yourself, and you just find that that's what you tend to go and eat. So the healthier you want to be in your senior years, the healthier you want to start being now. So the younger, the better, because who we are today is because of what we did yesterday. So that's my little quote there.
And see, I
reckon this whole topic is perfect for you because clearly you've taken your own advice and called yourself a well-being specialist, because if you called yourself a bad person specialist, no one would come to you.
That's right.
That's okay.
No, you think about that for a second.
Look, I've thought about it. Thank you very much for that advice, Lauren.
That's okay.